Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. A sunny day today, 75 to 80. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Tomorrow, some sun, maybe a shower in the afternoon, 75 to 80. For the weekend, a chance of wildly scattered showers on Saturday, mid-70s. And Sunday will be hazy with a chance of a shower. Temperature in the low 80s. We'll check Pat Pagano's forecast in detail in just a few minutes. People in Connecticut can finally take the masks off if they're fully vaccinated. The state rolled back restrictions yesterday following the Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidance that said those who've gotten COVID-19 shots can return to a more normal life. The update arrives just in time for summer. However, businesses and local government offices may still choose to require masks. In Connecticut, officials said unvaccinated people should still wear masks. People no longer having the social distance and masks are no longer required for vaccinated people outside or inside. There are some exceptions to that rule. Masks will still be required in certain settings such as healthcare facilities and facilities housing vulnerable populations, public and private transit, correctional facilities, schools, and childcare facilities. Also, unvaccinated people are still required to wear those masks. Now, the vaccination rate in Northwest Connecticut in Falls Village, 65% of their population has received at least one dose. In Cornwall, 65% have released at least one dose. In Goshen, it's 57%. Kent, it's almost 70%. In New Milford, only 51% have received at least one dose. In Norfolk, only 50% have received at least one dose. In North Canaan, about 28% of their population have received one dose. Salisbury, about 65% have received at least one dose. In Sharon, it's 56%. And in Torrington, it is 44%. The Connecticut Senate voted on Tuesday declaring racism a public health crisis in Connecticut, which requires a sustained state to address and redress in the state. The declaration represents a state response to COVID-19 pandemic, which has highlighted inequities in the healthcare system. The police killings of black people have also inspired renewed demands for social justice in the state. The Senate legislation proposes to establish a state commission to investigate effects of racism on public health and make recommendations for remedying causes and consequences. The 30-5 vote Tuesday sends the Senate Bill 1 to the House for possible final approval in the General Assembly. All five no votes were from Republicans. In New York, a bill requiring adult vaccination records to be given to a state database is on the agenda for the Assembly Health Committee to be held today. This will allow New York to know who has received a vaccine and who has not. Creating a database of this kind is an essential first step to enforcing adult vaccination mandates. Of course, in the state, the state Senate Health Committee passed the bill last Tuesday on a straight party line vote of 9-5, all Democrats in favor and all Republicans opposed. Summer camps and day camps in New York have the clear to open business in New York this summer, but plenty of COVID-19 rules and policies will remain in effect. Exceptions to the mask rule when campers or unvaccinated staff are eating, drinking, showering, swimming, sleeping, and resting. Campers can also remove their masks if they're unable to tolerate a face covering during physical activity outdoors. According to state guidance, the information is provided for review by the Department of Health Office of Children and Family Services. If you request it, each staff member and visitor and camper is required to submit to daily health screenings, including temperature checks and whether they're experiencing any COVID-like symptoms. Campers will have to participate in the health screenings either directly or through their parent or guardian, according to the state. Unvaccinated campers and staff will have to wear masks. Any campers over the age of 2 who are not vaccinated will be required to wear a mask in most situations. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting. That is this morning at 10 a.m. on Zoom. North Canaan Board of Finance has their Economic Development Committee meeting at 6:30 tonight. Pine Plains Town Board meeting is being held today. It'll be held at the Town Hall. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals on Maple Avenue in Millerton, New York, having two different meetings tonight at 7:30, one public hearing, and at 8 p.m., another public hearing. In Cornwall, the annual town budget meeting will happen tomorrow. tomorrow, and that is at 7 p.m. If you want the Zoom link, contact the Selectman's office. Kent voters will decide on their budget on Friday evening, either in person or at Kent Town Hall or virtually online. Selectmen agreed to hold a hybrid meeting at 7 p.m. for that budget, which is $12.7 million. It's not expected to incur an increase in taxes because it's 2.8% lower than the current budget. Also, Falls Village has their budget hearing. That is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Household hazardous waste is going to be held in our region. It is being held Saturday at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street from 9 to noon. All participants must obtain a free ticket from their town hall to participate. Participating towns include Cornwall, Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, and Salisbury. The event is being sponsored by the Recycling Advisory Committee of Northwest Hills Council of Governments and the participating towns. More details on the collection can be obtained in a brochure available at your local town hall. COVID-19 vaccinations are coming to North Canaan, the town of North Canaan, on Saturday from 10 to 4. Northwest Corner residents only. No walk-in appointment needed. You can just walk in and get your vaccination. No ID or insurance required. Pfizer first dose and J&J vaccines. The second shot will be scheduled for June 19th. For more information, call 211 or visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. On Saturday, South Armenia Church continuing their popular annual spring roast beef dinner. It's takeout 4 to 6 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road in Wasaac. Reservations are requested by calling 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. St. John's Lutheran Church in Ancrum, New York has their annual roast beef dinner takeout version, $15 on Saturday from 4:30 till 6. Reserve tickets at 518-329-0038 or 518-398-5200. Make your reservation early so you're guaranteed. An SOS breakfast happening with scrambled eggs, sausage, toast, coffee, tea, juice, and homemade fries and SOS on Sunday from 7 to 11 at the VFW Post in North Canaan. It benefits the Northwest Marine Corps League Academic Awards, $10 for adults, $8 for kids 12 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And underwriting support from Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialliinsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,896.04, the NASDAQ at 13,299.74, and the S&P 500 at 4115.68. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.